The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's March Madness with Tumble Track. For the entire month of March, get 10% off home mats, gym mats, practice mats, folding mats, tumbling mats, and more. Head over to tumbletrack.com, that's TUMBLTRAK.com, to check out these great deals and more so your future NCAA champion can twist, turn, and tumble without breaking the bank or your furniture. And always remember, Tumble Track, train smart.
Do you feel unprepared for the recruiting process? Do you even know where to begin? If not, Full Out Collegiate Recruiting has you covered. Their comprehensive, leave no stone unturned, approach has been proven time and time again. Through online tutorials, personal advising, and media support, they aim to place their clients at the schools that fit them academically, athletically, and socially. Mention Region 5 in your free consultation and receive 30% off the startup fee. Again, mention Region 5 for 30% off the startup fee. Schedule now at FullOutRecruit.com.
Get ready for the breakdown. Yo, it's about to go down. Get ready for the breakdown. Yo, it's about to go down. J-Mac is in the building and I'm here to motivate you. Show you how we do it. Give you what you want. We gonna break these locations down. They call us the podcasters. We electrify your area, so go ahead and hate us. It makes us greater, but it's gonna go down now, not a tad bit later in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Well, it is time. Four regional sites, four competitions at each. A crazy 5 days of competition from Wednesday to Sunday. What are the R5 University's chances of qualifying to nationals? What R5 alums have qualified as individuals? What should Region 5 fans be watching? Well, after this special podcast episode, you are going to know the answers to all of those questions. Welcome to the College Salute to the 2023 NCAA Regionals, the place you come to find out all the details about our R5 alums who've qualified. That's Kim, and of course I'm Jason, and we are excited for this weekend's action. Kim is especially excited as she will be heading to Regionals. That, and a breakdown of all four Regionals from a Region 5 perspective, all brought to you by TumbleTrack and Full Out Collegiate Recruiting. Thank you again to TumbleTrack and Full Out Recruiting for your continued support of the R5 Insider and the College Salute podcast. Let's just back dive mount right into the regional breakdown. And first up, the first regional that will take place on Wednesday is in Norman at the University of Oklahoma. And this one will feature the play-in of Ball State versus NC State. Remember 2021, people. NC State all the way from play-in to the regional final. Will be interesting. But they're against Ball State. Ball State coming off their second-place finish at MAC Championships last weekend. Ball State has a bunch of individual qualifiers that if they don't make it into the Thursday semifinal, that they will be competing. But we want them to make it into the semifinal, as you all know, if you follow our podcast, of my scenario for Ball State that would get our wonderful Megan Teeter into the all-around. Obviously, Ball State's very good. They have great gymnastics potential, score potential in all four events. But NC State, again, is also good. So this is going to be a very interesting first play-in on Wednesday. So the first session would be OU, Ohio State, Arkansas.
And the winner of Ball State, NC State.
So that will be the first round of competition on Thursday. And, of course, OU and Faith Torres. You know, she competes three events for OU, is the Big 12 Gymnast of the Year, Freshman of the Year. You know, just obviously doing great stuff.
It's actually Newcomer of the
Newcomer
Year.
Newcomer of the Year. Sorry, wrong terminology. Kim's on top of the terminology. Some Big Ten does Freshman of the Year. MAC does Freshman of the Year, correct? OU or Big 12 must do Newcomer of the Year, maybe because sometimes they're not freshmen. I wonder if that's a football thing, because sometimes they come in, football players come in after, like, they're technically not freshmen anymore because they've already done school or junior college or whatever, and they come in. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, those ball sports.
But I know that's how sometimes it works in football. So gymnastics doesn't quite have a junior college, you know, avenue to go for gymnastics, but obviously OU is the strongest, one of the strongest teams in the country. They lead the country, obviously. So being here at home, you anticipate Oklahoma, you know, moving on, advancing on. Ohio State have looked really, really good. This team is exciting, and I would like to, you know, say that they will move on as well, because you're fantastic. They did have a little bit of trouble at Big Tens, where they were in the final session of Big Ten Championship, and I think they finished fourth. I know, talking to Meredith after the competition, she was a little disappointed in that. They wanted to be on the podium, although they didn't have a very bad, they had a bad competition. Minnesota just did really, really well in session one. But Ohio State obviously has quite a few alums on each and every event. We talk about Sydney's Vault on pretty much every podcast, it seems like, for the ability to score a 9-9, you know, each and every time. It's a huge vault. I'm not sure vault is where we would have an individual make it out of this regional, possibly from Ohio State, but very strong vaulters. Bars is where I would like to discuss, because we have Colby Miller anchors bars for Ohio State. And if Colby does the routine that she's capable of, you know, she could be 9.925, 9.95 plus. It would be awesome to see if, you know, that would, you know, put her in a chance to possibly qualify to NCAAs in her last meet for Ohio State. But I feel Ohio State has a potential of qualifying on to day two. So we'll have to see how that goes, because they have strong enough gymnastics. It would be cool if we got to see Claire. Kim, I know, would love to see Claire make a nationals on floor.
Yes.
And maybe get scored correctly, unlike Big Tens. But, maybe. You know, overall, you're looking at Ohio State as a whole. Individualist, I think Colby probably the only one that stands out to, you know, be an individualist that could possibly qualify on, though we would love to see if, you know, Claire could make it. However, as a team, they're very strong, and I see them moving on and advancing to Saturday's regional final. For Arkansas, we have three competing, three alums. That would be Maddie Hickey, who does floor, Kiara Gafania, who does bars occasionally, but I think she's mostly just been in beam this year. And then Mackie or Mackenzie Sedlicek, she does vault for Arkansas this year. Again, these three athletes, very strong for their teams. I wouldn't necessarily put them in a situation where I would think that they would qualify to an NCAA championships individually, but Arkansas is strong, and they also have a good shot to advance. And if Ball State makes it into the regional semifinal, then I would need Arkansas to go for my situation to take effect. You know, they would know that they're not going to make it in, so we'll put Megan Teeter in the all-around. Do I think this is going to happen? No, but I would really like to see Megan given a chance. Anyway, but Arkansas is super strong, and I would anticipate them moving on.
First of all, we have to know, is Ball State listening?
I don't know, and they're probably not. But anyway, you know. It's my own personal feeling.
First things first, Ball State needs to be listening to us, to the podcast. If Ball State's not listening to us actively, this won't happen. So someone needs to make sure Ball State is listening. So if you are not listening, if you know that Ball State's not listening, somebody please make sure Ball State listens. Thank you.
Yes.
Just saying.
But we would love to see, obviously, Ball State qualify into the play-in, or from the play-in into the regional semifinal. But, you know, will they advance farther than that? You know, I don't know. They're a strong team. I'd really like to see Suki, and we're going to get to the individuals who have actually qualified if Ball State doesn't move out of the play-in in a minute, but move on. But Ball State, again, is an opportunity to qualify into the semifinal against, you know, NC State in the play-in. Which one will make it? This is where that particular team will fall in the first session of regional semifinals. This could be the last opportunity for Lauren Volpe to compete in NCAA as she's a senior. She does balance beam for Ball State.
She's not just a senior, she's a fifth year.
She hopefully will have two more balance beam opportunities to compete as you know the play-in and then hopefully the semifinal. You know, Megan Teeter, Suki Pfister, a lot of our alums are also competing as individualists, as we'll get to. So, but you know, I like Ball State, and I'm hoping that they have an opportunity to compete as a team. But understanding that maybe they will make it into the semi or the regional final, and they'll let Megan Teeter do beam and try to do all around. So in session two, this one's going to be interesting. Alabama obviously stands out as the top team in this. We have four competing at Alabama. Rachel Rybicki, who has been doing balance beam for Alabama. Maddie Wellagora, who does three events, kind of floats in on several events, but sometimes vaults. She can do all four, mostly bars and floor this year, but she's been on beam as well. I think she was a beam at SECs as well, so we could see her in the all-around. We could see her in three events. We could see her in two events. We'll see what she does. Makari Doggett, we've been a lot on vault and bars for Alabama this year. We were hoping that she could do all-around, but, you know, that didn't necessarily transpire. She hurt her ankle again. But she's been able to do vault and bars as of late. Clearly a 9-9. This is also a possibility of an individual qualifier if Alabama weren't to make it. Makari could make it on bars, or she scored 10s there, possibly vault. She does a nice 1.5. And then Shania Adams, if I'm not mistaken, has mostly just done floor and bars. So she can beat bars. I think she competes bars too. I feel like we haven't really talked about Alabama as a whole this year. We've just picked out like some of our alum performances or if they've made the lineup, but we haven't really watched Alabama. It's just my feeling. I feel like I haven't watched it enough to know like their lineups well enough. But Shania also can do vault and beam. She's an all-around potential, but I know she does floor. She's been in floor pretty much all year and definitely will contribute to Alabama's score. Kentucky, Anna Riegert. She competes bars for Kentucky, and she does very good job at bars. So we'll see how Annie does in terms of her bar performance. We've had Annie on our Alumni Monday a couple times this year, so I know she does bars, and Kentucky looks good. I mean, they obviously were in the second session of SECs, and so definitely a team to watch out for in this particular session as well. And then Illinois, I feel like the whole team from Illinois is Region 5, it seems like half the time. Given the opportunity and they hit, they could surprise people. They do have a lot of good quality routines and some very strong routines. Some of their Region 5 alums that do stick out for this team are, I would definitely say, as of late, Caden Fitzgibbon, who had come in this year as a freshman, first year, competing. Floor has been near 9-9 the last few weeks. Awesome floor routines. Julia Waite has also come on, especially on floor and vault, are the two events, looking really good. 9.85 potential, like type scores, 9.875. So would she qualify on? Probably not, but definitely a contributing score to help Illinois into the regional final. We have awesome bars. I feel like bars is where Region 5 alums stand out on this team. We have Olivia O'Donnell, beautiful form, beautiful routine. We have Mallory Mizuki, who also is very good on beam. You know, she can put up 9.9s on balance beam. She did it big 10s. you know, very nice bars. Caitlin Ewald also competes bars for Illinois, a very strong bar set. So bars is kind of where the Illinois alums stand out on the Illinois team, as we have quite a few in that lineup. But Illinois, again, very strong on all four events, could be a factor in this, as, you know, two teams would move on. However, I feel Alabama and Kentucky, you know, kind of hold that rein on that session. Iowa struggled a little bit, apparently, at Big Tens, finishing eighth. On the floor, it didn't seem like that was that bad. In eighth place. Right. I mean, I saw those results at the end, and I was like, eighth place? They did that? I mean, we were focusing on our alums and hopping back and forth, but it just didn't seem like they were having that much of a trouble. But clearly, Q stands out as the biggest opportunity to possibly... She's been in the all-around, so there could be an all-around push there to make nationals. Obviously, floor. I mean... Maybe she'll get a 10 at regionals, Kim. But she'll get a 9.975 just because.
Oh my God. I don't understand why they do not give her a 10. Like, what in the world does she have to do? Does she have to go higher? I showed my kids her floor routine and they were like, are you kidding? And they're like, why doesn't she get a 10? I'm like, your guess is as good as mine, children.
Yeah, we'll see.
I didn't understand.
At some point in time, I ask Q all the time. She goes, it'll happen when it happens. That's her mindset towards it, because that's Q.
So
she just does gymnastics. She loves it. And will this be her final gymnastics? We have not heard about Q yet exactly for officially. So, you know, we'll see.
Q, if you're confused,
yes,
you just call
we'll
us.
We'll see. But anyway.
We'll unconfuse you.
Marissa Rojas is doing a phenomenal job for Iowa this year, bars, balance beam, floor exercise. She has competed this year. I know she did bars, and I know she did bars at. Did she do beam as well at Big Tens? I know she did bars because I filmed it. But she did beam too.
She did beam at Big
Tens.
She did beam at, yes, Big Tens. Yes, yeah. I have wonderful photos.
Yes, so she did beam, and I know she warmed up floor. I heard her music playing in the podium training ish part of it, but she did not participate in the floor lineup in the competition, but again, probably number 7, so, you know, need be, she goes in. Linda Zavitt, we saw her wonderful vaults from Big Tens. Linda could definitely make nationals on this event if she has Linda vault. She also can put up big numbers, obviously, on floor, her two events. Hopefully her ankles hold up and, you know, she can finish out the season on a strong note. But you know, we definitely could see Linda sneak in there on her beautiful Kaz full on vault. Sorry, not Kaz, Souk full, my fault. Avery Chambers, a freshman. She's been in the vault lineup pretty regularly, although at Big Tens, they were supposed to do a 1.5, unveil her 1.5 in the competition. She was having some struggles with it and then had some struggles with her full. So she was pulled out of the lineup at Big Tens. So she didn't compete at Big Tens, unfortunately. But she has a beautiful Yurchenko full, and I have a feeling that if she's back in the lineup, that's what she'll do. And then Aubrey Nick competes balance beam. Aubrey has, you know, ability to score very well on beam. She did struggle a little bit in her routine at Big Tens, and so her score was not used for Iowa. It normally is a counting score on beam. She had some issues with her mount, and then a couple wobbles inside the routine. So, again, will be on beam, can put up a big number, can be very helpful to this beam total. So we'll have to see that. But I think overall, Q and Linda probably have the best options, obviously, of moving on, advancing, if Iowa would not advance. But out of this session, I think Alabama and Kentucky, you know, pretty much hold over the two spots that will go out, although we would like to see Illinois or Iowa, you know, have a chance there. Really quick, individualists, if Ball State does not qualify out of this play-in, you will see Suki Pfister on vault. We hope to see Suki do the vault that she's able to do and get the score that she's capable of. And I know Kim has mentioned it on several podcasts. It seems like MAC Championships is just not her meet in terms of her score, even if she'll hit the vault as well as she does. It's just not given the accolades it deserves, and we think it deserves. But, you know, who knows? She could put Big Vault. Maybe she can qualify in as an individualist. Megan Teeter, if they don't get out of the play-in, then she's going to be on uneven bars and floor exercise. Awesome bar routine. I mean, we've talked about it many times. Big Tkachev, beautiful double front half out. And she's also equally as strong on floor, although if I would pick the two events that she would have the best chance, I would say possibly bars of her two events for sure. And look forward to that. And then Grace Sumner is made on balance beam. And you know Grace, we've talked about her, triple flight on beam, very strong balance beam worker for Ball State. In terms of our other qualifiers, Rachel Dukavich from Kent State is in the all-around in this regional. So we'll get to see her on all four events. I'm excited for that. I have not heard anything from Rachel. We've not heard anything if she's on her way back for next year as a fifth year, or if this is her final gymnastics piece of gymnastics in her career. Hopefully we'll, you know, hopefully she will, because, you know, we love watching Rachel too, but we'll see.
Rachel, if you're confused and need to talk, we're here for you, and we can let you know that yes, you do want to come back for a fifth year. Same with you, Carly and Megan Teeter as well.
Yes, so we want you back. So we understand that you may be holding out until the end of the season. We get it. And if you do that, we'll definitely make mention to it. But Kim just mentioned Carly Franz. Carly also is on floor for Kent State here, competing Kent State. Very strong floor routine. Obviously, we talked many, many times about this, the Rudy layout step out in quotes, and the huge double back, you know, shoots her guns at the end of the routine. You know, awesome floor routine. She does a great job. She hits it 9-9 pretty much all season long. I think she's been on the 9-9 list or on our lineup all season long, one of the two. So very strong there. Speaking of guns, we have Alyssa Guns, also from Kent State, who has been putting up big numbers on floor all season long as well. A very strong performer on floor, great, you know, presentation and the whole package for Alyssa on floor is fun to watch. So, two, I want to make mention of in this regional that I fun to watch and I look forward to watching Hannah Joyner, from Rutgers. I love watching her gymnastics and I hope her eye makeup is on point as it was in Big Tens with a big bright red.
Oh my God,
red
the red,
eyes.
The bright red.
I was like, God, yes. when I first walked by her, I took a double take. I was like, holy crap, that's bright.
Amazing.
But she's an all arounder, so we'll get to see her on all four events here at this regional, and that's exciting to see. And just interested to see if she, you know, what she decides to do for regionals. And then Jay Mack from Illinois State. She was at nationals last year. She's phenomenal on floor, huge full in. She is in almost all of Illinois State's social media and like on a regular basis. That's just how good she is. But fun to watch. And
she's itty bitty too.
Right. She's, yeah. And I look forward to seeing her compete as well. But again, like I said, she qualified in nationals on floor last year. So our prediction, I say Ball State will get into the Thursday semifinal.
I say Ball State also because, duh.
For semifinals, I believe OU and I feel Ohio State will advance to day two. Semifinal two, I feel Alabama and Kentucky. Coming out of Norman, I feel it's going to be Oklahoma. And I am going to say Kentucky. I was very impressed with Kentucky at SECs.
I think it's going to be Oklahoma. Okay, I'm going to say Ohio State. And then I'm in agreement with Alabama and Kentucky, but then I'm in agreement with Oklahoma. But here's where we're going to differ because I'm going to go with Alabama.
It's a, you know, I don't disagree with that. I just think, like I said, Kentucky, I think, is just a little, has maybe a little notch. But who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens at regionals.
We'll see. That's a tough one because it could go either way on that. Because they're both, like, evenly matched, and Kentucky's done really well, and they've beaten some teams. Mm-hmm. But Alabama also, and they're not that far apart, like, in their little spread there, right. And they're 8-9, and it could go either way. It's like, who's going to just, it's that day.
Right, exactly.
It's one of those, like, who's going to beat on that day. Right. But I'm going to go with Alabama.
So we for sure think OU, Ohio State, Alabama, Kentucky will go for the two spots out of Norman. So moving on to Regional 2, this one will be out in L.A. And this actually has the least number of alums for Region 5 in it. But Kim, go at it. This is your regional, good old LA, because there are some individuals in this regional that, you know, Kim is basically adopted.
This has our honorary adopted Region 5 people. On Wednesday, we start with our play-ins, which is BYU and Boise State, which we see Eliza Millar from BYU. And she mostly does floor, but has added beanbag in the last couple meets. And she's consistently on floor in the 9.8 plus range. And we've seen her on beam with in the 9.725 range. So we should see her in those two events in this regional. And then Boise State with Elena McGovern. She's been very consistent in the bar and floor lineup. And those two teams, I think, for me, are evenly matched. So that could be a pretty good play-in with those two teams. In the first round, we see UCLA, Missouri, Stanford, and then the winner from BYU and Boise State. UCLA, we do not have any alums. However, it's UCLA, so you won't want to miss them because of the obvious floor rotations and the Jordan Childs. But Missouri, we do see Helen Hugh, and we will see her on bars and beams, religiously going 9-9. So she is a not-to-miss athlete there. And then we'll see Katia Sanders in floor from Stanford. Should be a good meet, good session.
If I'm not mistaken, Helen was hurt last year for the end of the season, so she was not able to compete at Nationals when Missouri qualified. So I'd really like to see Helen, regardless, Missouri make it in again or Helen go as an individualist. I'd like to see Helen get out there and be able to compete at NCAAs.
Well, she kind of struggled a little bit this season on and off on bars and beam. I can't wait to see her just continue getting better and better. So to see her compete,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, she can put up big numbers. She can put up big numbers on those two events for sure.
She went 9.95 on both events. Right.
And then
at SEC,
and then so. Stanford, Katia Sander. We haven't seen much. We haven't personally seen her in terms of, we've watched a video, but we haven't watched a meet that she's competed in. So it would be fun to see her. My eyes will be looking whatever screen, if it's four square or whatever, I'm going to be watching Stanford to not miss that routine. Watch that box for sure. But yeah, it'd be great to see her compete, and I'm happy that she's out there this year. It's so exciting to see her out there. And then definitely for sure UCLA is UCLA. I mean, everyone's going to watch. No matter what, you cannot not watch UCLA. You're going to want to know. Plus, Janelle, as I mentioned, has done a phenomenal job with that team this year. As well as Kyle and BJ, obviously. They've done a phenomenal job as a staff with UCLA this year. And shout out to Autumn, because I know Autumn helps on balance.
I just like watching Kyle's antics too. He's just funny. Yeah. So
it'll be all fun across the board.
But
I pick Boise State.
Yeah.
I think Boise State will be the third and fourth in this group. Just saying.
See, I pick BYU. I'm really excited for BYU's floor routines because they also have some pretty fun ones. They have that Barbie one and they have fun floor routines. So I'm excited for those too. It's going to be fun to watch. Moving on down, next we'll see Utah, Auburn, Southern Utah, and Washington. And we literally have one alum in that one, and that is Aria Bruch from Auburn. And she has been consistently in the beam and floor lineups and recently added bars. And with SUNY being out, I believe that is really why she's added bars in, just to replace that bar score, because she really hasn't been in bars in a while. But she's been killing it. I mean, 9.9s across the board on a couple events. She went 9.9s on all three events in one meet, and she is just a consistent and rock solid competitor for Auburn. And then of course Utah, they're killing it all the time. They just have a rock solid lineup. So I cannot wait to see what Auburn and Utah is going to do at this meet. And then Washington, I actually like Washington. They, A, have great Leos, but B, do you follow their TikTok? I don't really watch a lot of their gymnastics lately, but their TikTok is amazing. They're so funny. They put some funny TikToks out there. So, and they have great Leos, but we don't have any alums from the other three schools. So
this session will be a little bit less dramatic for us in the sense of a Region 5 insider,
yeah.
Though we'll want to check out Aria and of course Utah. I mean, we'll watch Utah. Utah's fun to watch.
It's really going
to
be about Aria, Utah, and then all the individuals.
Right, exactly. But it'll be interesting to see the battle between Auburn and Washington. I mean, it's interesting to see if Washington, puts out there in this session to see. You would think Utah and Auburn would be the two that would advance, but, you know, we'll have to see. But, yeah, it would be fun. Aria and another one we haven't heard anything from, if Aria is going to make a fifth-year appearance or not. We haven't heard about right. Aria either, so interesting to see. So,
well, and also you can't underestimate Southern Utah, because they're actually coming in a little higher than with their qualifying score, a little higher than Washington. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, based on that, they could Southern Utah might surprise them.
That's a good possibility. I mean, Southern Utah does a good job. I mean, all four Utah schools have some good gymnastics. I mean, that's the thing. They have some, you know, outstanding gymnastics regardless. You know, obviously Utah leads that pack, but, you know, it's fun to watch all four schools. So,
well, moving down to our individuals, in the all-around, we have Miss Mac herself. Hannah Demirs will be in this regional. So we will be tuned in and glued to our screens for Hannah Demirs, of course, because, hello, she is literally the MAC conference. And actually, you know what? You're not supposed to say MAC conference, because that's like saying ATM machine, because that C literally means conference. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to say
MAC.
So
you're just supposed to say the MA conference?
I say it all the time. Just like you're not supposed to say ATM machine, because like the M is literally a machine.
Correct.
Like it's one of those kind of things. So we're going to see Miss Mac herself, Hannah Demirs. I'm very excited. This is her last go around. Those are air quotes, because I'm really hoping she's going to listen to us and do a fifth year. I posted all over her mom's Facebook. I'm like, she can announce that fifth year anytime now. So we'll see. We'll see. My fingers are still crossed, Hannah, if you're listening. Anyways, so we'll see her. I'm very excited. And then also in the all-around, we have our honorary Region 5 athlete, Sid Morris from LIU. I'm really hoping she pulls out this standing full-on beam that I have yet to see in person, or yet to see, like, I'm not going to say live, but I've yet to see really. Like, I've seen it on, like, the videos, or I've seen it on social media. I just want to see it. Like, I want to be watching it while it happens, like, on the TV, not just, like, somebody sending me a video later. I want to see it. It's very good. So I'm very excited to see Sid Morris competing in the all-around in this regional. So I'm excited for that. Another one of our honorary Region 5 athletes that I've taken in, and that's Amara from LIU as well. She's competing on bars. I'm very excited. I can't say her last name yet. I'm learning. But y'all know who I'm talking about. So very excited for this one. Same with Beam, another one of our LIU honorary Region 5ers. Ilka Juke, Beam. I hope they all do very well. And then on floor, Taylor Pitchell. She is not from Region 5, but she goes to CMU. So, again, I have counted her and taken her in, because she goes to CMU. And I went to CMU, and CMU is in Michigan, which is in Region 5. Hence, are you feeling all the connections here? We are all one in this circle of life. So she's qualified on floor, and she kind of reminds me of Katie Kowalski. So Katie Kowalski is a Region 5er and a teammate of hers. So again, she's qualified on floor. I'm excited to watch her. She is great on floor, lots of personality, great tumbling. I hope she does well. So these are our individuals that you'll be seeing at the LA Regional.
You've pulled every way possible to tie Taylor into Region 5.
She literally goes to a school that is like in the heart of
She goes to the
Region
school
5.
That's in Region 5 that you went to, that she looks like one of our Region 5 alums. That's why, hey, she's a Region 5 alum. But that's funny.
Hey, I'm just giving the love where the love should be given.
There you go. Yes, we do obviously wish Taylor luck, as we do with all the athletes in that competition. But, Kim, let's break down our thoughts on LA. Who's coming out?
So, let's start with the play-in. I'm going with BYU.
I'm going with Boise State.
Okay, I'm definitely going with Utah, because hello. You know what? I'm going to go with Auburn.
I will be going with Utah and Auburn, too.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to go with UCLA. I mean, Missouri and Stanford, like, that could go either way, because they're not separated really by that much. I'm going to go with Missouri.
And I, too, am going UCLA, Missouri. I don't think Stanford. They could surprise me, but I think it's because I haven't seen enough of Stanford myself. I have watched enough Missouri. And then our two that will head out of LA are?
I'm going to go with Utah and UCLA.
I want to so bad say Missouri because I want to see an upset. I just like that at home. It's fun, but I just don't see it. I mean, UCLA this year has looked phenomenal, and I think that Janelle has just put this team in a position to at home to do the job both days. And I think, again, I think it's UCLA, and I just don't think anyone could beat Utah in that group. I just don't. I don't see Auburn. I don't think could beat Utah at all, unless Utah stumbles over themselves. I just don't see it. So I agree, UCLA, Utah. Utah has been at every national championship that, since the dawn of time, and Hannah Demirs qualifies as an all-arounder, which would be tough because actually, no, I don't think it will be. With Utah and UCLA out, I think that Hannah has a very good shot. Moving into the regional that I know is a little bit more of a, at our hearts, is one is this one, the Pittsburgh regional. And we're happy to know that Kim will be there bringing you the coverage from Pittsburgh. But Kim, why don't we just, you know, break down what we know and what we will see from Pittsburgh regional.
Okay, so the Pittsburgh Regional on Thursday, we will see Towson and Penn State. And we do have a lot of alums at this one. Towson has, we have three. We have Paige Casper, Steph Mikasu, and Sarah Giroux. And then who all compete. They've all made lineups, and they've all done really well. At Penn State, we do have alums there, but only one has actually competed this season. She hasn't actually competed since February 17th, but so Maggie Mace is the only one of our alums that's competed in a lineup this season. She competed bars, but we do have Bella Ramajano and Grace Harrell that are on the team, and Nikki Beckwith. That is the two teams that we'll see in the play-in on Thursday. So in the regional semifinal, session one, we'll see Cal, MSU, Western, and West Virginia. Cal, we have three alums. We have Andy Lee, Gabby Perea, and Ella Cesario, who've all competed in lineups. And Andy, we've seen in the all-around. Gabby, we've seen in three events. And Ella, we've seen on bars and vault, but mainly bars. MSU, we have a bunch A, as Jason would say. And same with Western, we have a bunch A. WVU, we don't have any alums. But that session should be a really good one just because we have so many alums. MSU, usually we have an entire bar lineup of Region 5 athletes, so I actually cannot wait. I feel like it's going to be a sensory overload of Region 5 gymnastics, and I'm actually very much looking forward to seeing Cal compete, especially in person, because I have not seen them compete in person, obviously other than our Region 5 alums, but Maya Lozano from Cal, I'm very much looking forward to her beam routine because she does this really cool, like, beam hold pose thing. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing them compete.
Yeah, this session, I believe, is a Cal-MSU session. I want Western to do really, really well because I want their individualists to be ready, like, you know, to move, be able to advance, some of them to advance on to nationals. But we need Cal and MSU to make it because Peyton Murphy needs to go in the all-around. And if Peyton Murphy, if Western Michigan doesn't, ends up, you know, for somehow overtaking one of these two, then I have a feeling Cal or MSU would be taking the all-around. And Western's, you know, barring a just outstanding performance, wouldn't make nationals as a team. So then Peyton wouldn't go. So basically, Peyton needs to do well, and Cal and MSU needs to advance. That's what I'm saying. And Cal and MSU should advance. There should be no reason why Cal and MSU don't advance out of this session. But we do have quite a few individuals in here, as you mentioned, that play a significant role in event qualifications from that day, because obviously day one is where nationals are made for individualists. So anyone who might not make it on a team, this is where the individuals would come out of in terms of nationals, and there's a lot there that could make that, you know, especially MSU, Western with a few athletes with vault and balance beam, as well as the all around, and then, you know, Cal, you know, Andy and Gabby, you know, have the ability as well. And Ella, I mean, Ella's, like I said, she's been injured a little bit this year again, but she's been in the bar lineup, and, you know, she's phenomenal on bars. But yeah, Cal and MSU probably have the upper hand in this session for sure.
And Western's just like the happy bonus that I get to see again. Moving on to the next session, which is Florida, which I'm so stoked to see. ASU, Maryland, and then the winner of the Penn State Towson play-in. Florida, we do have three alumni in that from that team. It's Peyton Richards, Ellie Lazari, and Leah Clapper. And Peyton, as you know, she is consistently in lineups on multiple events. It just depends. She's been in the all-around. She's been in three events. She's been in two events. So she's consistently bebopping around in which event she's in. Ellie Lazari is consistently on beam. She's usually nine nines consistently all the time. She's just a beautiful, beautiful beam worker. Leah Clapper, who is a fifth-year senior, she's been in the floor lineup this year once, but so we haven't seen her a lot this year, but we did see her in the floor lineup a few weeks ago. So I'm looking forward to seeing Florida. I've not seen Florida in a very long time in person, and their team is completely stacked with elite Olympians and world team members. So I am so excited to see them. And then we have Arizona State, which we do have an alumni on that team. She's injured, but we do have an alumni, which is one of your former athletes. So I get to see both of your former athletes, which I'm quite excited about, since I have not seen Cassie in a very long time, obviously, because she's at ASU. And I absolutely love ASU, which is Arizona State. I almost went there. My family's from Arizona, so I love Arizona State. They have great leotards as well. And then Maryland, we have nobody at Maryland yet. We will next year, but they have great leotards. They are also another fun team to watch, though. So this session, pretty much all about Florida. This will be an all about Florida session. And then Towson, because I think Towson's going to make it into this play-in. So it's going to be a Florida-Towson for me.
Yes, Florida will move out into the regional final for sure out of this group. They would have to implode completely to not move out. It's going to be a battle between ASU and, I agree, Townsend. And I'm going to tell you, ASU is strong, and ASU will be very strong. But Townsend, I'd be interested to see them, because they have a strong bar lineup. And if they hit bars like they're capable of, who knows? We'll see. But I still think ASU is a little too strong. It's funny, because we talked, Cassie, Peyton, and I talked before they went to college. Would they ever be in a meet together like this, like a regional meet or even a dual meet? You know, and it hasn't happened until now. And Cassie's not competing, unfortunately. But they're going to get to see each other. I know they'll take a bunch of pictures, and we'll be posting them on, I know, at least our social media at Palmer's as well. But fun to see. But yeah, I know, Kim, you get to see them. I'm kind of jealous. You know, it is what it is. I have Excel State. I got to do that. But I feel Florida and ASU will move out of this one, this for sure.
So moving on to our individuals. Okay, so I'm going to connect things in this great circle of life in a second here. But we'll start with our actual Region 5 alum individual, and that is Ella Chamadi from EMU, Eastern Michigan. She will be competing on beam, and that is no surprise there. Ella Chamadi should be competing on beam because she is beam queen of the world, and I am very excited to see her competing on beam at this regional because she is just gorgeous. I am excited for that, and I'm glad she'll be at this one because I'll get to see her. And then on vault, I just want to make mention of this in this great circle of life that I'm going to connect everything together, is Katrina Mendoza Albanik. She's from Bowling Green, and that's the only reason why I'm putting her on here, because she does a beautiful Yurchenko 1.5, but it's only because she's from Bowling Green. Bowling Green's in Region 5. It's a MAC team. Great circle of life, the Region 5 conference. But it's just one of those can't-miss vaults. I'm really excited for her.
If you're in the MAC conference, you're Region 5 somehow, some way.
There you go. It's like any MAC athlete plus LIU.
Yeah, there you go. But no, Katrina, good luck, because her Yurchenko 1.5 is absolutely gorgeous. And in terms of Ella on beam, I mean, it sucks because there are several Region 5 alums in this competition that are very strong on beam. And, you know, who do we pick? Who would we want to go? You know, that's a tough one. So, but Ella's very strong, and, you know, she could put up a huge score. So I'm glad you get to watch her. So let's break it down. Who are our picks moving out of Pittsburgh?
Coming out of the play-in, I'm going with Towson.
I agree. Oops. I totally agree.
And coming out of the first one, I'm going with Cal and MSU.
I completely agree, because it has to be that way.
And coming out of the second one, obviously Florida, because duh. And then ASU.
I'm not going to disagree with you because I just think ASU is too strong. But let me say, those Townsend alums and those who listen to us, I'm pulling for you also because Cassie's not competing. So I'm pulling for you. I would love, I mean, I would not be upset, but I feel ASU is too strong. Florida ASU.
Wouldn't it be absolutely crazy, like, if Towson and, like, Ball State just, that, like, somehow, like, made that happen?
Phenomenal. That would be phenomenal. Awesome. It's fun to watch.
Like, I totally think Ball State, like, if anybody, honestly, like, no offense to Towson, but I think if Ball State, I think Ball State could do it. Like, just, oh, my God, Ball State. But, like, it'd be crazy, though. It'd be crazy. Anyways, okay, so coming out of this entire mess, well, I think Florida.
Florida for sure. I don't think anyone, Florida would have to not, like I said, they would also have to implode themselves in the regional final to not make it. We've seen Florida do that. So it's not out of the question, but I don't think, you know what? I'm going to say Florida MSU. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say MSU puts that on the floor, hungry to go. They were upset last year. You know, they looked good at Big Tens. I mean, they looked good at Big Tens. I think they have room for improvement. But, you know, I mean, you can never count out Cal. They're just too perfect. They're gymnastics, especially on bars. It's just too perfect. But I think ASU, I think MSU with their bigness, the skills are, for the most part, are bigger than Cal's. For the most part. Mm-hmm. And I think if they put those together, like Floor, for instance, Floor, they have, you know, their floor lineup compared to Cal's floor lineup, even though Cal has the prettiness, the form, the execution, like that type of stuff, Michigan State throws the book on Floor. And if they hit it solidly, I don't know. I that's a tough one, but I think I'm going MSU, Florida.
I can't not go MSU. Like, come on. But wouldn't it be crazy if it was, like, Cal and MSU? But, like, I mean, Florida, I mean, we've seen Florida do it before, like, not go.
Right.
Florida, MSU.
I'm pulling for Peyton. Done. Peyton, I'm pulling for you. I love Andy. Don't get me wrong. Andy knows that, and Andy knows that I obviously am going to pull for my own athlete. I'm hoping Peyton pulls it out, and a couple other Western kids or athletes also get in, individualists. But it's just – if you take out Florida and you take out MSU, then Cal – plays a role in individual qualifying, and you know, we'll have to see out of that region. But and then moving into our last regional, which is the second one of the day on Thursday, with the play-in, Denver will host regionals, and North Carolina and Arizona will take to the floor in the play-in on Thursday. North Carolina, we only have Hannah Nam competing, although Amy Wozniak has competed this year and could compete possibly, but she wasn't in during the conference championship. Hannah Nam, of course, competes beam and floor for North Carolina. So we anticipate her being on those two events. And then Dani Nosek from Arizona, she's been on vault lineup most of the season, but she was not in the lineup at Pac-12. So I don't know if that's an injury reason, if she was sick, if there was a reason why she wasn't, but Dani could be in the vault lineup in the play-in as well in Denver. So look forward to those two particular athletes being the fact that they've competed most of the year. Moving into the semi-final session one, we have LSU, Oregon State, Georgia, and Nebraska. And competing alums, we only have one, and that is Savannah Miller at Oregon State. Savannah has been doing a killer job on floor and bars, and in terms of what she's been putting out there, 9.9s as the leadoff on floor most of the season, which is exciting. But exciting to see her compete in this meet. LSU, we had Kai Rivers up until a couple weeks ago. I did see a video of Kai, Sam Pesek, put up on her TikTok about a stuck dismount and Kai just going crazy, sitting on the sidelines with the big wrapped ankle. Kai is like one of the best human beings on the face of this earth. Love the kid. She is, and I never go shy away from saying it, one of my top Region 5 athletes ever. Ever. I mean, Kai is awesome. And it's sad to see her end her career this way. But Georgia and Nebraska, we don't have any competing alums. Nebraska, that is. We do have alum in Nebraska. Aaron Williams at Georgia.
Aaron Williams grew up in Region 5 until her senior year. She went to Nationals with Region 8. But yeah, she was a Region 5. She went to Power and Motion her entire career. She was a level 10 up until level 10 her entire career with Power and Motion in Michigan. Then she moved.
So that's one, and she has competed this year too. So semifinal session two here in Denver, Michigan, obviously with Sierra Brooks, Gabby Wilson. JC Vore has the ability to compete. She's competed a couple times on bars. She wasn't in Big Tens and hasn't been as of late, so don't anticipate seeing her. Hopefully Gabby Wilson does the all-around or does floor. She hasn't done floor in the last couple weeks, so interested to see if she'll do floor. But obviously Michigan very strong. Denver hosting the competition gives them a little bit of an edge. More of their fans are there to be excited about. Mila Bruch competes for them. She's competed a couple of events this year, vault and floor. Actually, I think she did bars one time too, if I'm not mistaken, but she's in vault and floor lineups. That'll be fun to watch because we haven't seen much of Mila other than videos sent to us. So that'll be fun. Minnesota, coming off their Big Ten finish, third in Big Tens. They're on a hot streak right now. Sarah Morrow competes two events for them, vault and beam. And then Gianna Gerdes, we know, has been spectacular in the all-around all season long and continued to do so at Big Tens. So Minnesota, be interested. That one is going to be another interesting session. And then the winner of the North Carolina-Arizona meet, which I still really don't have an answer for, and I'll make it up in a minute when we have to decide who our teams are. But I think that's just one of those. One, I don't know enough about each team. And then two, it's just, I think it's really, really close. Some individualists that we have in this competition, and here's where my national championship crossed my fingers, hope that everything lines up, fits, because this is the regional for that. Alyssa Alashari will be doing bars and balance beam. I can't have her qualify to nationals on bars because the next athlete has to do that, so she has to qualify in beam. Beautiful layout step out onto the beam. Beautiful 1.5 dismount. She sticks pretty well. Love to see Alyssa nail a beam routine here. But Natalie Hamp. This is going to be the final performance of Natalie Hamp in college, I assume, because I haven't heard anything about, you know, Natalie coming back, especially if she only does one event. But who knows? We'd love to see it. But I want her to qualify at nationals on bars so bad, hoping that this is the year. There are some good bar workers in this competition, but cross your fingers they qualify. So, we'll have to see how that works. But love to see Natalie hit a bar routine for if it was her last event and do well. And she's been at regionals the last few years for NIU as anyway. And then Maddie Diab. Another one that would be awesome to see qualify to floor. We talked about in the last podcast, she doesn't land any landings. She kneels on one, stags on another, and steps out on another. So she's, you know, ready, primed for a big 9.95 on floor. Would be awesome to see her compete and make nationals on floor. And then we've nominated different people and bring people into Region 5. Emily's knock, I've seen her a couple times this year for NIU. Beautiful full in. Kim talked about her routine when we were at Kim talked a little bit about her when we talked about the NIU Western meet. She was commentating about her as well on the telecast. But beautiful full in, great front layout Rudy, and just a great performance.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She can definitely be part of our Region 5 adoptive community that we've started.
Yes. And you'd love to see her do it awesome, but for her to qualify, she'd have to beat out Maddie Diab, and we just can't have that. So, Region 5 things. So love to see her do well. Hope she does well. We have to have three finalists or invent finalists make it out of this region. Those three, it's going to be tough. I know it is, but we'll pray. So anyway, coming out of the Denver regional and, Kim, I'm going to go North Carolina.
You know, I'm going to go Arizona just because Arizona.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm going to do.
And it's good that we have a back and forth. Ahead. We don't have the same ones. Anyway, so my final one, I have no doubt whatsoever that LSU and Oregon State will qualify on.
And I agree. I'm going with LSU and Oregon State as well because, hello, yeah. Duh.
Session two, this is an interesting one because I feel Michigan is an outright favorite, and I don't think that they will not make it. Me personally, however, Minnesota and Denver are strong, and so both teams have a great meet, and Michigan struggles a little bit. You don't ever know. But I feel Michigan will go, and I'm going to actually give the notch to Denver because I think Denver at home is going to just have that extra kick, and they're ranked higher than Minnesota coming in anyway. Though I'd love to see Minnesota make it, I think Michigan-Denver.
I definitely go with Michigan, of course, but I'm going to say Minnesota.
Regional final here in Denver. We have LSU, Oregon State, Michigan, and Denver or Minnesota. We will see. But I feel coming out of this region, me personally, is going to be Michigan and Oregon State.
Okay, and I say Michigan, duh. I'm going to go with LSU. I can't. LSU, it's going to be – I don't know why. I'm just feeling that. I don't know.
All right. So we have Michigan, LSU / Oregon State, and we'll see who's right coming out of this regional. It's not going to be looking good for our alums and some of our individualists with this region, unfortunately, but the fact that we have three very strong athletes who can do well on their three events that they have, we just have to cross our fingers and hope for some individualists that can make it out that are Region 5 athletes. But this one's a strong regional. This is one, and Norman and Pittsburgh, have a lot of alums that we're going to be watching. So it's going to be exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I have to coach, but on Friday, but I'm going to be trying to watch all these regionals and all these play-ins and, catch all these routines because, I think it's going to be a fun time, and we definitely look forward to seeing how our Region 5 alums do. And remember, our Region 5 university will come out of Norman. We chose Norman due to the fact, if you listened to our last podcast, of the number of alums. But just to clarify and remember, we have to choose only individualists out of day one. And the finals is where the rest of our alums. So whoever we have in finals is pickings for our team, and event finalists or individualists come out of day one. So we've got to make it as similar to the regular competition as possible. So that's how it's going to work for our five university lineup for regionals. So we'll see if we can make it into nationals, and we can be one of those teams that goes as a national team this year. So hope you catch all the action, and hope this helped you to find out where our Region 5 athletes are going to sit and the regionals you want to watch. Of course, most of them will be on ESPN 3. So you can check those out all weekend long and put all your TVs up, all your computers up, and watch, several at a time. Luckily, they have it spread out this year, so they're not all on one day. But the beginning with the play-ins, there's some play-ins and championship and regional semifinals that go on at the same time. So it's a lot of stuff to watch. So look forward to it. Great weekend of gymnastics once again.
We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. Please continue to follow us at r5college_podcast on Instagram and r5college_ on YouTube. And if you're not already, please start. Thanks again to all of our sponsors and subscribers. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on in Region 5.
Thanks again for joining us on our regional champs breakdown. Excited to see if our Region 5 university will make NCAAs. Remember to check out our highlights from our D3 alums on Alumni Monday this week, as we did have a national champion. Congratulations to Kara Welsh out of Whitewater. She is the 2023 D3 national vault champion. So congratulations to her, and we'll have other alum performances that did well this past weekend at that meet up in our Alumni Monday, as I mentioned. Also, make sure you are following us on IG and YouTube, as Kim will be posting from Pittsburgh all weekend long. That will be on IG. Any videos I'll obviously put up on YouTube. We will talk to you next week with all the behind the scenes from Pittsburgh and more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums at all four regional sites. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out. Region 5.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.